NATO has been coordinating the delivery of weapons purchased by NATO members to help out Ukraine. About $1 billion in military aid, I understand, has been facilitated from the U.S. to Ukraine. Are there plans that those weapons deliveries will continue regardless of what happens on Friday?
Absolutely. They will continue. So we had the first two packages committed by the Dutch and then by the Scandinavians. I expect further announcements in the coming days and weeks. And this is crucial. Basically, President Trump, as I said, opening the floodgates of lethal military aid into Ukraine again, paid by the Europeans and Canada, which I think is only logical and fair. And this process has started. Of course, on top of what the Europeans are already doing, including investing in the defense industrial base in Ukraine. And as you said, NATO is coordinating all of this through our command in Wiesbaden, making sure that Ukraine has what it needs to stay in the fight and be in the best possible position when it comes to negotiations on a ceasefire slash a peace deal.
And that's not up for negotiation on Friday.
My absolute conviction on Friday is that this is President Trump making sure that Putin is serious. And if he is not, then it will stop there. If he is serious, then from Friday onwards, the process will continue. Ukraine getting involved, the Europeans being involved, and the U.S. is already coordinating, like you said, last night in London with Foreign Minister Lemmy of the United Kingdom, senior officials from NATO and European countries and the European Commission with the Vice President to make sure that we are all on the same page. Putin will never, ever be able to divide the alliance. The biggest foreign policy success of President Trump is the NATO summit, a united NATO, a united alliance, and Putin will never get in between us.